This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Chris Rose from the MLB Network, the NFL Network, and, of course, BattleBots. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good Chris. Morning to you. I'm excited. We watched the game last night. Just to see football back on TV made me feel normal. And then I'm looking forward, obviously, to the Browns and Ravens coming up on Sunday. What did you think of last night, and what do you think of where we're at right now, the state of the NFL, according to Chris Rose?
Well, I mean, one game in, I thought it was good. I thought the play was pretty decent. I actually thought the defense kind of surprised me in the first 20 minutes. I thought there, could have been about six touchdowns by that point. But, listen, if you're sitting there and you're trying to figure out a way to knock off the champs, you just look at them and you're like, God. And they could have done way, way better. How many times did they have a chance to score inside the five-yard line with their rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they didn't punch it in? So I imagine that's the one thing Andy Reid will want to work on. And before you know it, they'll be dropping 45 points on teams and not just 34. But that was fun. Listen, it was great to be able to have it.
We thought so too, Chris. Was there crowd noise pumped in there? I couldn't tell, and it seemed too constant for it not to be. And I don't care one way or another. Baseball with crowd noise pumped in has been just fine. I've had no issues with it. But I was just curious, because if not, boy, those 17,000 or whatever they were fans did a really nice job of creating some noise.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. So, you'd have to ask the league or the broadcast team, I guess, because, once again, like, Fox, I know, for baseball, pumps in additional crowd noise more so than just what they put in a given stadium. So I'm not exactly sure how that goes down. Most of the stadiums will obviously be empty this weekend. So I think, we'll have a better feeling for that come Sunday.
Hey, Chris, as I was watching the game last night, too, I started thinking about your new home for NFL Network at SoFi Stadium, eventually once you guys get in there. To me, it just looks amazing. Is that? I don't know if you've had a chance to walk in there or see what's going on, but that place looks incredible. Just your thoughts on SoFi and what that place is going to be like.
Well, I haven't had a chance, but I've had a bunch of friends who've gone down there for tours and stuff like that, and they all say the same thing. It's the best stadium that they've seen, and probably the one that would get the vote before this year probably would have been the Jones Mahal, as people like to say down there in Arlington. I think you're going to see some special stuff on Sunday night between the Rams and the Cowboys. And, once again, it stinks that there won't be any fans whatsoever out there for the season. But, at least they'll be playing football in there.
I'm looking at the scoreboard that's in the middle of the stadium. That's two scoreboards in one. And that to me is just like, are there any, has anyone told you about, or any just like unique features to that stadium that's going to make it stand out? Outside, that scoreboard looks amazing.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything, just details in particular, but they talk about how, just you get that special feeling when you walk in there. And so, I don't know if they were busting out all the bells and whistles when they were given the tour or not. So I'm not privy to all that information, but just all the people I talked to were just blown away by it.
Chris, how is football going over in Los Angeles since it's been back?
It's interesting. The Rams are way ahead of the Chargers in terms of fan base, but you would expect that.
Right.
The Rams, even, they went to St. Louis for a while, but they had a solid foundation here. The Chargers, and people say, well, it was only 100, San Diego is only 120 miles away. It's people in L.A. and San Diego have very different opinions of the other city when it comes to sports. They don't like each other. So, it's still taken a while for the Chargers to cultivate a fan base up here. And unless they really start winning consistently, it's going to take that much longer. So they do love their football here, but excuse me, the Rams have a heavy, heavy edge when it comes to those two teams.
Chris Rose joining us right now and from NFL Network. Chris, what are your thoughts on the Browns going into this thing? Because, I mean, we're all excited. You can look at that offense on paper and go, man, this thing's going to be incredible. You look at defense, you're like, oh, Myles Garrett, okay, all right, I'm looking at the linebackers. But it's just I don't know how to feel about them, and I think this week one test against the Ravens may not be I'm not going to judge the whole season on this week. I'll put it that way.
I think that's smart, Andy. I think that's very, very wise of you. In my opinion, the Ravens are one of the three best teams in the NFL. They didn't have a ton of turnover. Yes, they have a new middle linebacker. Yes, they have a new safety replacing Earl Thomas. But, you know, there's a lot of consistency with a team that won 14 regular season games. And in my opinion, the only reason they didn't host the AFC Championship game was because they got away from what they were after they were down 14-0 to Tennessee. They started, like, throwing the ball all over the place in the second quarter. And I was like, if you guys just keep running the ball, y'all are going to be fine. Like, don't change who you are just because of the scoreboard real quick. So this is a very, very good team. I know that the Browns played their best game of the season a year ago in Baltimore. The Browns were the last team to hand them a regular season loss. I thought the Browns played pretty well against Baltimore in Week 16 last year, even without Myles Garrett and a bunch of their defense. So can the Browns keep it somewhat close? Yeah, I think they can. I would expect us to run the ball 60% of the time. I think that's how this team is going to be most successful. And I expect the Browns to be able to play for that last wild card spot this year. And I don't see them winning the division. I think there's two better teams in the division. In Baltimore and Pittsburgh, but I think it's going to be a fun team. I'm a big believer in Stefanski and what he's doing. And really the key to this is watching Baker turn back into what we saw in 2018 and give us the optimism so that we feel like we've got that position solidified moving forward. And then they can just add extra pieces.
Chris, in our last segment, Andy asked a question and I hadn't thought of it before. And I thought, yeah, I would. He said, would you be surprised if this team was blown out on Sunday? And I said, yes, I would. And I'd be surprised if they were blown out of any game based on the talent in the offense. And maybe I'm too confident in their abilities. I just think this team has way too much talent on offense to get blown out of a football game. Yes or no? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the key is staying to what we do best. And I know you look outside and you're like, well, we have Odell and Jarvis and there's nobody that can compete with that in terms of a two receiver set for the most part. I'm telling you, it doesn't sound exciting, but I would run 60% of the time. Just always would with this group. And I think that takes some pressure off of Jedrick Wills because I think it's going to be a really slow process for him, a really slow process, and for a lot of the rookies around the league. But I mean, blown out, if they lose by, if they keep it 7 points most of the game, 7-10, and then the Ravens add on a touchdown and they win by 14 or 17, you call that a blowout? I mean, when you look at the final score, yes, but you know, I could see that happening, for instance, and still feel like the Browns were in this game. But I don't know. The bigger question I've got for you, are you going to be more surprised if they make the playoffs or if they don't make the playoffs?
Based on their division, I think I'd be surprised if they make it. But I think they have a really good chance to. I really do.
Yeah, I think that extra spot this year gives me the hope, a real hope, that they can make the playoffs this season. I don't know if the extra spot wasn't there. Compared to years past, I might be hesitant to say. I'd say they're on the edge, and that's where I still think they are. But I do think that we've got an extra playoff spot, so I'm going into this season thinking that the Browns can make the playoffs, and it's within reach for the first time in forever.
Well, of course, last year we expected to make the playoffs, right? I mean,
Yeah,
all of us
but
were guilty of that one. No, we were. Yeah. We're all guilty. Seriously, let's hit the rewind button to 1 year ago. We thought they were making the playoffs. Yeah,
I thought they were 1 year away. I thought they were a year away, and I think this
I'll give Jeff credit. Jeff is the only person I know, Chris, that actually did.
That's good,
that.
Jeff. Good job, Jeff.
Thank you, Chris.
Wow. Here's a treat. Come here.
Here's the way I'm looking at it as a Browns fan. I'll take off my NFL Network hat for a moment.
Okay.
Go 4-2 in the division. That will make you ecstatic. That would mean maybe sweeping Cincinnati and splitting with the two monsters in the division.
Right.
Then this year, you have to go 3-1 in your trip through the NFC East. Last year, we got waxed by the NFC West. Now, you're talking about blowouts. That was embarrassing what happened through that division a year ago. So you got to do well there. Play the AFC South. And that's an interesting division. You know, you saw Houston last night. Indianapolis feels like Phillip Rivers will be the missing piece. Tennessee made it all the way to the title game. And then Jacksonville is playing for 2021 and beyond. So if you go 2-2 there, and then what do we have left? We've got one from the AFC East. We have the Jets, and we have the Raiders. And you feel like you got to sweep those games, right? So, I mean, that's the way you're kind of looking at it, I think. That would give you enough wins to get in.
What'd that give you? 8, 9?
I think 9, right? If that's the math.
9.
4 from the division, 3 there, 2. Actually, that would give you 11. Oh, geez, I just almost made us division champs, guys. God, my math.
Good job, Chris. That's it.
Man.
Hang on a second. The headmaster at University School is now on the line.
They would like their diploma back. Believe me, they've asked for it several times.
Just the corduroy jacket, that's all. Chris, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
That's all we got? That's it? What am I going to do with the rest of my day? I don't have a baseball show or nothing.
I know. I was going to – why don't you call back next segment? We'll talk about the end. Take the rest of the day off, Chris. We can't double your pay. Right. We're good.
You guys are the best. Enjoy, and I'll see you Sunday on NFL Network. Can't wait to get back.
Can't wait to see you, Chris. Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.